Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Onto your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Coyote Kid's Return. Hear that crowd cheer? Some cheer, but it's nothing compared to what you'd hear from a crowd that included all the folks who enjoyed Kellogg's Rice Krispies for breakfast this morning. You bet. Millions of folks like to listen to the cheery snap, crackle, pop Rice Krispies makes when the milk hits them. And they love that Rice Krispies flavor. And so will you, cause Kellogg's Rice Krispies are tumble toasted, you know. That spins them full of crispy goodness and makes them golden toasty all over. Why don't you ask Mom to get a big package of Rice Krispies today? Then have a real delicious breakfast tomorrow. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his friend and deputy Jingles met many an odd character on their trails through the Old West. One of the strangest ever to cross their path led them into an adventure that almost cost them their lives. The Coyote Kid's Return.
Now, Bill, you ain't just going to walk into that gambling hall asking for trouble, are you?
I believe in giving a man fair warning, Jingle.
And you figure Sladen's got a warning coming?
Yep.
We don't know that he had anything to do with robbing the Wells Fargo.
No, but he's been making a big play at keeping the whole town of Blake Wells scared of him. I figure it's better to warn him now. Maybe it'll slow him down.
Well, here he comes. I'm just going to stand back and keep an eye on his boys over there in the corner.
Well, now, if this isn't a surprise, the great Wild Bill Hickok paying us a visit.
Howdy, Sladen.
Yeah, never thought I'd see you in a gambling hall, Hickok. Isn't this against your high and mighty principles?
I didn't come to gamble, Sladen. Unless you can call trying to save a man's neck sort of a gamble.
Yeah, might be at that. Whose neck you got in mind, Marshal?
I was thinking about your neck, Sladen.
Mine? Now you listen to me, Hickok. No mealy-mouthed lawman's coming into my own place and getting smart with me.
I just came to warn you, Sladen. You keep on running the town the way you have been, and one day you're going to make a slip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and when you do, I'll be there to pick you up.
You're asking for it, Hickok.
I wouldn't signal your boys unless you want to bury a few of them.
Why?
Bill, look out!
Well,
I keep telling them it don't pay to mix lead with Wild Bill Hickok, but they just won't learn.
You got a couple of the guns yourself, partner. Thanks.
Don't mention it, Bill. It was a pleasure.
All right, Hickok. You win this round. But you better not set foot through them doors again unless you come in with both guns blazing.
You make it mighty tough to be friendly with you, Sladen.
I don't need to be friends with tin horns like you and that big lug you call a deputy.
Now, just a minute, you low life.
Hold it, Jingles. We've had our say. We might as well be going.
What in the world is that? Hey, Bill, look. Jasper's riding that horse right inside this hall.
All right, you white-livered maverick. Stand aside. My horse is thirsty.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Hey, what's the idea?
What's it to you, fancy vest? Don't stand there. Get my horse a drink of water. Clean water. Jump, I said.
Hey, Bill, this young buck sure feeling his oats.
Yeah, and I'm going to cut him down to his size, the little...
Hold it, Sled, and I'll handle this. All right, son, climb down off of that horse. Simmer down before you get hurt.
You don't scare me, not buckskin britches. Who are you? Not that it matters much.
Boy, you're sure close to sprouting wings. Nobody talks that way to Wild Bill Hickok and gets very far.
Wild Bill? Holy smoke. Well, Hickok, you ought to know it's sure death to mix with a coyote kid.
What?
Easy, Jingles.
But, Bill, who in the thunder ever heard of the coyote kid?
Thank you. You ever hear this sound, Charlie? You bet I have. That's a camp cook calling the cowhands to chow. And doesn't he usually yell, "Come and get it"?
He sure does. Though at breakfast, he often hollers, "Rice Krispies!" Boy, that makes them come a-running.
Yeah, those Rice Krispies do all right, speaking for themselves. Now, when you pour the milk to them, they sound off with snap, crackle, pop. And when you hear that, you know you're in for some delicious eating. Thanks to Kellogg's exclusive tumble toasting process, each grain is spun full of crispy goodness and made golden toasty all over.
Sure makes them taste fine, too. And you just put some berries or sliced bananas on those Rice Krispies if you really want a dish, and that's worth riding long and hard for.
You bet. It's certainly worth seeing that there's always plenty of Rice Krispies on hand in the kitchen so you can enjoy them whenever you feel hungry.
Get them on Mom's shopping list. That's the way to get them on the table. And then when breakfast comes around, you'll always hear that welcome.
Rice Krispies!
You said it, Slim. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. When the reckless young rider identified himself as the Coyote Kid, Jingles asked the question in everybody's mind.
Now, who in the blazes is the Coyote Kid?
I am, you big tub. If you ever been to Montana, you wouldn't have to ask.
All right, boy, party's over. Lead his horse out, Jingles.
Pleasure. Now, come on, sonny, let's go out in the sunshine.
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
You may be a big man in Montana, son, but in Blake Wells, you're just another cowpoke with a head full of feathers. We gonna lock him up, Bill?
Now, hold on, Hickok. The kid ain't done nothing more than a little hoorawing.
That's right, Slayton.
He's got a little too much nerve, maybe, but I like him.
That's nothing in his favor.
You leave him to me. I'll tell him how you operate here in Blake Wells, Marshal. He'll be all right.
Sure he will.
You got nothing to lock me up for, Hickok?
I'm not locking you up, kid, but I can give you a piece of advice. Stay away from Slayton.
I reckon a coyote kid can take care of himself, Hickok. I pick my own friends, and when I need your advice, I'll come a-running. But don't you hold your breath.
Doggone your ornery little hide. Bill says let you go, I'll have to do it. We're going to keep an eye on you and just the same, and don't you forget it.
Well, kid, I got a feeling you're going to like it here around Blake Wells.
It's not a bad town at that, Slater.
Oh, it's a right good town, if you get in with the right people. Don't let Hickok scare you.
That tin-horned marshal don't scare me. He just got the drop on me, that's all.
Sure he did.
And he might live to regret it someday.
Yeah. I got a score or two to settle with Hickok myself. Hey, you and me's going to get along fine.
I'm willing.
Good. We can use a kid, a man with sand like you around here. Come on, I want you to meet some of the boys.
All right.
Boys! All right, you jugheads, simmer down. That's better. Now step up and shake hands with the Coyote Kid. Just blew in from Montana.
Howdy, man.
Be careful how you mix with the kid here. He's right quick with his peacemakers. Reckon he might be riding with us for a while, and I got a feeling he's going to be a big help. A real big help.
Hey, help! Bill, the courthouse is on fire! Get a bucket! Somebody...
Jingles, wake up!
Get two buckets!
Jingles, hey, partner, now come on, wake up!
Bill, the fire bell!
That's the alarm clock, Jingles. Turn it off, will you?
Oh. Sure thought the doggone thing had burned down that time. Well, morning, Bill.
Morning, Jingles. Did you have a good night's sleep?
I sure did not.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
How do you expect me to sleep when I know a high-roaring jasper like the Coyote Kid is on the loose?
The Coyote Kid?
We should have locked him up, Bill. Why, he might have shot me in the back while I was asleep in the front.
Now, Jingles, you know you have to have a reason to lock a man up in jail, and he hadn't done anything.
I was making all that noise before breakfast.
I'll find out. Well, Mr. Muggins.
Don't you well me, Bill Hickok. You've been sleeping, haven't you?
Sure he has. Been nighttime, hadn't it?
I thought so. Sleeping. For the first time in my 10 years as manager of the bank, I was robbed last night.
Robbed?
Yes, robbed. And while you were sleeping.
When'd you find that out?
Just now, when I opened it up for the morning business.
Oh, then you were sleeping too.
Hold
you...
it, Jingles.
But, Bill, I was
just... What did the robbers get, Mr. Muggins?
Almost $5,000 in gold notes.
Your own issue?
Yes.
Then you'll have the numbers.
Well, sure, sure.
Go back to the bank and make me a list of those numbers. Don't let anyone else know about it.
Oh, Bill, you don't have to be so mysterious about who did it. You know doggone well that the...
Never mind, Jingles.
What were you going to say, Jingles?
I was just going to tell Bill
Jingles.
That...
Jingles?
Huh?
Well, go on, you big windbag.
I was just going to say what a nice day it might have been if you hadn't knocked on that door, and good day, Mr. Muggins. Woo-wee, there is a pint-side tornado if I ever did see one.
Yeah, you would be, too, if you'd lost $5,000, Jingles.
Bill, you know I couldn't be a pint-sized anything. It's going to be easy to get his $5,000 back.
You think so, partner?
Sure, just find the coyote kid and... There it'll be.
I wouldn't be too sure about that. We saw the kid at Sladen's gambling place last night, though. Let's go see if he's there now.
Well, there's Sladen coming out of his place.
Yeah.
Hey, Sladen, I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Hickok?
Easy, Bill. He's got a bunch of his gun slicks lined up behind those windows.
Yeah, I see him, Jingle.
What do you got on your mind, Hickok?
Thought maybe you might know where I could find the coyote kid.
How would I know? I haven't seen him since last night.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure. He left my place about dark acting like he had something on his mind.
Well, I reckon he did. Something about robbing the bank.
What are you talking about?
You wouldn't know anything about the bank being robbed last night, would you, Sladen?
Me? No. Was it?
Yes, it was. And you'd better tell us where the
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, he had.
You say the kid left here just after dark last night, huh, Sladen?
Yeah, and I thought he was gunning for you, Hickok. He was right sore about you getting the drop on him yesterday.
Hey, Bill, look. Here he comes, the coyote kid.
Why, the little...
What's that, Sladen?
You better watch him, Hickok.
Oh, I rode out there just like you said, Sladen, but I didn't...
Hickok, he's drawing. I'll get him
hold
for
it,
you.
Hold it, Sladen.
Hey, what's going on here?
Doggone it, that's what I'd like to know.
You almost made a bad mistake, Sladen. The kid didn't draw his gun.
Yeah, and Sladen ain't gonna draw his gun for a while either.
Hickok, you're gonna regret that.
Hey, Sladen, where are you going?
Never mind, kid, let him go.
And come down off that cayuse, you're under arrest.
What for? You can't take me, you big...
We won't call this an arrest, kid. But I'd like to have you walk over to the bank with us.
A bank? What for? I don't get this.
Now, I never saw so many people who didn't know nothing about a bank robbery. I'm going to search this one.
Bank robbery? Nobody's going to make me a fall guy for a robbery. Come on, get out of my way.
Oh, no, you don't. Now, nobody gets away from me, Sonny.
Hold on, Jingles.
Look, you let me go. Let me go, and I'll get the sidewinder that did the robbery.
That won't do us any good, kid. And if you're being used as somebody's alibi, I guess we better put you where you won't be so useful.
Yeah, in the calaboose. Now, come on, move.
All right, I'm coming. But I tell you, you're making a big mistake. You lock me up and you miss a big chance to catch a bank robber red-handed on another job tonight.
Did you hear that, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles, but I don't always believe what I hear.
Hickok, I know what I'm talking about. We're being watched right now. Every move we make...
This ever happened at your house? The whole family comes down for breakfast, and before you know it, there's a mad scramble for the box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now, if you're not fast enough, it may be quite a spell before the box gets to you, and it may even be empty by that time. Well, now, you can do away with that rush for the Rice Krispies box if Mom brings home Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack. 'Cause you see, Kellogg's Rice Krispies Handy Pack is made up of 8 generous individual boxes of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Each one is separately packaged, and all 8 are wrapped together with cellophane. You just take one for yourself, open it, and shake those delicious puffs of golden rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, right into your bowl. No muss, no fuss, no bother. Have Mom look for the Kellogg's Rice Krispies handy packs at your grocer's. Now, how about joining in our song?
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
While Bill Hickok seemed to pay no attention to the Coyote Kid's pleading and warning of another robbery, but after the kid's cell was locked, Bill and Jingles headed back to the bank for a talk with Mr. Muggins.
Right in here, Hickok. I haven't touched a thing. I saw you lock up that junk, scallywag.
You don't miss anything, do you, Mr. Muggins?
Pays for a banker to know what's going on. There, take a look. That young bandit did a real neat job.
Sure did. How'd he move that safe?
That's right, partner. How did he move a safe? It'd take two men to lift. How did he wear three different pairs of shoes and then ride away on three horses all at the same time?
What are you talking about, Hickok?
Just this. The Coyote Kid didn't do this robbery.
Then who did?
I mean to find that out. Mr. Muggins, do you know anybody who's got a lot of cash on hand right now?
Yes, I do. Payroll came in at the railroad office tomorrow's payday.
Then that's it. Jingles, we don't get much sleep tonight.
Listen, you jugheads. You think Hickok's got me stopped, but that's where you're wrong.
But he's got the Coyote Kid. There goes your fall guy, Sladen.
Not for long, Bull. You and Woody are going to break the kid out of that jail tonight.
What for?
Use your head. While you're doing that, we'll be getting the payroll from the railroad office. When Hickok wakes up, he'll find the payroll money and the kid both gone.
So he thinks the Coyote Kid's done the robbery again, huh?
That's right. Now remember, you get the kid out at midnight sharp.
I get you, boss.
All right, get moving. You got less than half an hour. And if Hickok happens to show up, start shooting and don't stop till he's stretched out dead.
Dale, if you're expecting somebody to make a try for that payroll money, what are we doing hiding outside the jail?
Because the robber wants us to think the Coyote Kid's been doing these robberies.
Yeah, but...
So they've got to get him out of jail to make him look guilty.
So when they try a jailbreak, we grab him?
No, we let him go ahead.
Oh, now, Bill, that don't make any sense at all.
It will, Jingles. You just be ready. Hey, quiet. Here they come.
Whoa. All right, Woody. Put that hook on those bars.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Shut up, kid. We're getting you out of jail.
Who are you?
It's Bull and Woody. Slayton sent us.
Bill, did you hear that? Slayton sent him. Oh, Jingles.
Slayton? What's he want with me?
He's gonna do you a favor. You don't want to spend the rest of your life in jail, do you?
Well, no, but...
Well, we're getting you out. Then you can hightail it down the road.
All right, go ahead. Pull those bars out.
Okay, Woody, it's midnight. Oh, get up there.
All right, Jingles. Now, run for that railroad office.
I'm coming, Bill. Whoop! Doggone it!
Hold it, Woody. Hey, who's that? Woody, you take our blood.
You sidewinders, take a load of lead yourself.
Come on, Jingles, we're wasting time.
I got the horses right here, Bill.
Then hit the saddle. Steady, Buckshot.
Oh, still joker, you ornery old hay baby.
Ride, partner. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Yeah, joker. Bill, those blasted jailbreakers are chasing us.
Forget them, Jingles. We gotta catch that payroll robber.
They'll hear the shooting and get lost.
That's what I'm afraid of. Faster, Buckshot.
Doggone it. What'd I have to fall down for?
There's a railroad office, Jingles. All right, close in.
Hey, Bill, there's some men coming out of the door. It's Slayton.
Bear down, Jingles. They see us.
They're getting away, Bill.
After. We've got to catch them with the money in their hands. And Slayton's got the payroll pouch.
Bill, those two Jaspers are still coming on behind us. If we don't get shot in the chest, we'll get it in the back. Jump, Joker, get me out of this.
All
All right, Jingles, I'm going after Sladen.
Be careful, Bill!
Get him, Buckshot. Your time's run out, Sladen.
You're asking for it, Hickok.
Run him, Buckshot. Now, mister, you're coming off that horse.
Oh! You bit off more than you could chew this time, Hickok.
Maybe so, Sladen, but I can sure try.
Trying ain't good enough.
We'll see about that.
All right, you jugheads, now. Line up or you won't get a chance to go to jail.
That's real good, Jingles. I got them covered.
And two more coming, Bill.
All right, Sladen, get up. We're going back to your place and have a look in your safe. With what I expect to find there in this payroll, I figure to wrap you up for about 20 years.
Well, here they are, Bill, Mr. Muggins and the Coyote Kid.
What's the meaning of this, Hickok? I don't like getting pulled out of bed at this hour.
You got that list of numbers on the stolen gold notes, Mr. Muggins?
Yes, yes, right here in my pocket.
Good. All right, Sladen, open up that safe.
You're not getting away with this, Hickok.
Billy's got a derringer up the sleeve.
Yeah, and I'm using it.
That was your last bid, Sladen. Now open that safe.
Well, he ain't got a fall guy this time.
He was blaming it all on me, wasn't he, Hickok?
He sure was, kid.
Well, he got the safe open. Hey, Bill, look. Wells Fargo gold.
And the gold notes. Let me see those. Series 237. That's it, Hickok. That's the money from the bank.
All right, Jingles. That solves all three robberies. Sladen and his gang are headed for jail.
What about the Coyote Kid?
But I didn't do anything, I tell you.
That's right, kid. You just gave Sladen a chance to pick you for a fall guy with that phony bad man act.
I reckon this teaches me a good lesson, Mr. Hickok. It don't pay to be a phony. If it hadn't been for you, I could have been killed or jailed by now.
That's right, kid. This could have been a real close call for you. You know, you're very lucky.
Yeah, and Bill knew you were a phony all the time. Besides, no real bad man would call himself the Coyote Kid. Because a coyote's a coward, and nobody's admitting to that. You ought to pick a name that fits you like mine. Jingles. Huh? Then everybody knows you're just big and happy like me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll be with you again on Monday with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure for you.
You bet we will, and it's a humdinger about sheep rustlers. And you know what? Jingles plays the goat. Don't miss our story called The Mysterious Bell Ringer.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Bring new life and hope to crippled children. Give to Easter Seals. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Shields, Tony Barrett, Ken Christie, and Dusty Walker. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Fellows and girls, have you sent for your very own howdy-doody cowboy that Kellogg's Rice Krispies has for you? If you haven't, better get going, because this howdy-doody is something special. He's big with a bright-colored cowboy suit, and you can make him do all kinds of tricks. Remember, you can't buy this howdy-doody at any store, but I'll tell you how easily you can get one for your own cowboy pal later in our program. January 30, Rice Krispies, commercial number 2, replacement number 2. Now, Wranglers, here's how easy you can get a howdy-doody cowboy pal of your very own from the gang here and Rice Krispies. Remember, this howdy-doody's something special, something you can't buy at stores. He's big, full 2 feet tall, and he's got the brightest colored cowboy suit you ever saw painted right on him. Red, white, and blue shirt, blue jeans, of course, red, white, and blue boots, and his gloves, belt, and neckerchief are real fire engine red. You'll say he's a mighty handsome cowboy.
Yeah, Charlie, and let me tell our saddle pals what they can do with this howdy-doody. Best of all, his arms and legs can be moved so you can use him just like a puppet. You can learn simple as shooting to have him doing good old western dances, have him hopping and a-kicking to beat the band, have him swinging his heels like a bronc rider and doing dozens of tricks. Besides being your partner, your bunkie, and your side-riding pal.
Right, Slim. And Wranglers, here's all you do to get your own howdy-doody cowboy. Just send $1 in cash and 1 Kellogg's Rice Krispies box top to Howdy Doody, Box 28, New York 1, New York. I'll repeat that later. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, January 30, commercial number 3, replacement 2.
Now, partners, you better get going and send for your Howdy Doody cowboy pal right tonight. Now, take it from your old wrangler, your Howdy Doody's the best-looking, brightest-colored cowhand you ever saw. And he's a big feller, too, full 2 foot tall. And his arms and legs can be moved so you can use him just like a puppet. You can have him climbing corral fences, swinging his heels like a bronc buster, and doing cowboy dances. Oh, just dozens of tricks. He's air-filled and he's so light and bouncy, but he's made tough to stand plenty of cowboy action.
Well, thanks, Slim. Now, here's all you do to get your howdy-doody cowboy pal from your breakfast pal, Rice Krispies. Send $1 in cash and 1 box top from a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies to Howdy Doody, Box 28, New York 1, New York. And here's a tip. Tell Mom and Dad, if you can send for your howdy-doody cowboy pal, you'll be up on time every morning, washed and slicked, ready for your swell Rice Krispies breakfast. But don't wait and miss out. Send tonight, or tomorrow, sure. Kellogg... Pardon me. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, February 20. Commercial number 1, replacement number 2. Now, Wranglers, the word for tonight is hurry. Hurry and send in for your howdy-doody cowboy pal before it's too late. Don't miss out by waiting. Remember, this howdy-doody is something special, something you can't buy in stores, something you get only from your breakfast pal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. When you see him and do cowboy stunts with him, you'll say your howdy-doody cowboy is the most fun ever. So keep listening. I'll tell you how easy you can get him later in our program. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, February 20, commercial number 2, replacement number 2.
Now here's a friendly tip from your old partner Slim. Hurry up and send in for your howdy-doody cowboy pal before it's too late. The fellas and gals are sending in so fast that this may be the last time we can make this offer on the radio. So hurry and send in tonight. And say, when you set your eyes on your howdy-doody cowboy, you'll be mighty glad you didn't wait, because he's big, full 2 feet high, and he's sure all painted up for the rodeo, too, in the brightest red and white and blue cowboy suit that any cowpoke ever wore. And the best of all is the way you can use him for a puppet, because his arms and his legs can be moved. You'll have him riding broncos, doing cowboy dances, and dozens of tricks in no time at all. Besides being your partner, your bunkie, your saddle pal, and all your games. Smoking six guns, Wranglers, think of the fun you'll have.
Well, now, here's all you do to get your howdy-doody from your breakfast pal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Just send $1 in cash and 1 Rice Krispies box top to Howdy Doody, Box 28, New York 1, New York. I'll repeat that later. The important thing is, don't miss out by waiting. Send in tonight.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.